The Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M, it's Moffy with you this morning. We spoke yesterday about Pfizer vaccinations that are heading to Sydney's West to vaccinate Year 12 students. The Teachers Federation have since come out as well angry that teachers haven't been given priority for COVID vaccines when the Year 12 students return next month. Now, teachers in three areas have been given priority, but not to the other five zones in those LGAs. I want to talk more about it to our federal member for Cowper, Pat Conaghan. He's on the line. Pat, good morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Moffy. How are you?
Very well. Look, it is a concern, I think, that that we have got some of these vaccines that are leaving our area and heading to Sydney.
And not only that, Moffy, it's a little bit confusing, the message that's coming out. You know, I've heard plenty of people on both your show and later in the day on Steve Price's show confused at what's happening. I spoke to Stuart Dowrick from the LHD yesterday, and he didn't know whether we were going to lose doses of Pfizer from my electorate, and if we were, how many. But to be perfectly honest, Moffy, I understand why we need that lockdown, that hard lockdown in Sydney. The cases yesterday, 239, and they've only tracked 67% of them, as opposed to over 90% the week before. But in my view, there is a simple solution. The general population understands that we need to get more Pfizer vaccines into Sydney to provide that protection. But the common sense and only fair solution would be to ensure that all our frontline workers in our electorates, in Cowper, such as the police, the ambulance, the teachers, are vaccinated first. Whatever's left over, send it down to Sydney and vaccinate the rest of Sydney, because it's only a matter of time, Moffy. It's not if, it's when, and we've only just dodged a bullet. It's only a matter of time that we get a case, whether it be in Port Macquarie, in Kempsey, in Nambucca, or Coffs Harbour. We have to ensure that the people on the front line are vaccinated, and that's what we need to do.
Mate, if we get a case in Kempsey or an area like that, I mean, I dread to think what would happen.
Well, we know what the medical evidence is. In areas where we have more vulnerable people with more cases of pre-existing health or morbidity, it hits them harder. So, you know, if they come to the regions, and we've seen it out in Orange, it doesn't take much. We need to have our frontline workers vaccinated, and our frontline workers include teachers.
We've obviously got AstraZeneca is available as well, but there's a lot of confusion still for people between, you know, where they can get that vaccination.
Well, the vaccination, the AstraZeneca is available. And if people want to go online, there is an app called Hot Docs, HOTDOCS, and that will tell you region by region, town by town, where it's available, even down to the smallest detail as to the doctor who can give you the jab. So if you want to get AstraZeneca, it is there. I've had the AstraZeneca jab. In fact, I'm getting my second one this morning before I go down to Canberra for the next month. I have to say the media is to blame, with the exception you aren't, but a lot of the mainstream media have demonised AstraZeneca when you see there's been five deaths in nearly 7 or 8 million doses. There is no reason to be afraid of AstraZeneca. Mm. I urge everybody who is over 40 to go out and get AstraZeneca. I was fine. I'm still here. I didn't have any complications. Let's all get vaccinated.
Yeah, exactly right. We need to do that, mate. But look, thanks so much for having a chat this morning. And the key thing here is that we need to get vaccinated. It's just disappointing when you've got people who 5 weeks ago, they booked in for their vaccination, and then yesterday get a call to say, sorry, the supply is no longer available for you. But
it's extremely disappointing, Moffy. Mm. And sometimes in the regions, in rural and regional Australia, we sometimes feel like we're coming second. Mm. But, you know, we need to look after ourselves. We need to have a voice, and we need to get vaccinated.
Yeah, exactly right. Pat, thanks for your time this morning.
Okay, Moffy. Take care.
Pat Conaghan, the federal member for Cowper, joining us this morning. It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M.